Armodoxy for today. What did they take? The fires around Los Angeles County have destroyed lives and property in large proportion. Yesterday we asked, if faced with the order to evacuate your residence, what would you take? I hope you had a chance to reflect on that question, to come up with some answers. It had been 5 days since the fire evacuated us from our house, and only 2 days since we returned. Thankful to have a home to come to, we began cleaning up the ashes that spread over our house and the lawn like a gray blanket. It was Sunday, and I was sent to Utah to celebrate the Holy Divine Liturgy for the small community of Armenians that live near Salt Lake City. Twice a year, our diocese sends a priest there to tend to the spiritual needs of the people. There is no choir there. There are no altar servers. I took a deacon with me so that he could assist me in the liturgy and be a second voice in the singing of the hymns. I was thinking of all that happened over the last several days. In retrospect, it was all so surreal. Remembering the events of the fire was like a dream, or maybe a nightmare, I should say. And there I stood in Utah, with a makeshift altar, a table, candles, and about 100 people who were huddled into groups to pray in their language and according to the tradition in which they grew up. And it hit me. I had the answer, which was the answer for the Armenian people. Armenians have faced the same issues of exile that the Angelenos and I faced at these fires. Armenians were exiled from their homes and villages when temperatures got very hot, when wars and massacres left their communities in shambles. Not only once, twice, but with regularity, sometimes several times during a century, and often enough that the population of the nation has never increased. The one thing that they've taken with them has been their faith, and the expression of their faith, the Holy Armenian Church. So here I am, in the Mormon capital of the world, with a group of people who weren't supposed to have been there. That's right, in 1915, one of the perpetrators of the Armenian Genocide promised that there would be only one Armenian left, and that Armenian would be on display in a museum. And here we are, 11 time zones away from where we originated, from Armenia, singing, praying, communing with God in our native Armenian language, proclaiming that Christ is with us. Everything else is temporary. Houses, cars, portfolios will all come and go. They can be replaced, but the faith that's inside you and me, inside of us, the soul and the spirit of our being, is irreplaceable. And it is the one thing that lasts beyond fires, plagues, wars, and even the worst manifestation of evil, genocide. The night I left my home, I wasn't certain if I would have a house to come back to. But I was sure that I had a home. That's what Armenians have taken with them, their home, the Armenian Church. We'll continue on this thread tomorrow. For today, we end with the prayer from the Divine Liturgy about our church. This dwelling of holiness, this place of praise, in this habitation of angels, this place of the expiation of humankind, before these holy signs and the holy place that hold God up to us and are made manifest, we bow down in awe and worship. We bless and glorify your holy, wondrous, and triumphant lordship. And together with the heavenly hosts, we offer blessing and glory to you with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and always, unto the ages of ages. Amen.
ApostleNet, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Father Voskin. Needless to say, the fire in Los Angeles has devastated the lives of thousands. If you're inclined to help, please make a donation at apostle.net. Go to the donate button and scroll down to Los Angeles wildfires. Thank you, and God bless.